a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. And
good,
we're just
checking in
on your good vibes. All right. What's the number? 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are knocking on the door. Where are they at, Breeze?
Yes, they are here. Who are we going to start with? Paige is here, and she says, good morning. Feeling good because I'm on my way to the gym. Going to get a sweat in, and then I don't have to worry about it after work.
Which
it's going to be cold.
The hardest time to go.
Yes.
All the gym rats in there at happy hour. That's a tough time to go to the gym is 5. Some people don't have a choice. You got to do it. But I would hate to go to the gym around 5, 6 o'clock at night.
I wouldn't do it. It could literally never be me. Nope. No, thank you. I used to work out at this one place and they only had classes at like 5:30. So I would wait around all day to go to the gym. And I was like, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I would be wired because I would be pumped with energy and I couldn't go to bed at night. It was bad. It was really bad for my sleep schedule.
Yeah, when you're going to bed earlier than most people, it's not.
Because I would get home, I'd go to bed from like 12 to 5, and then I'd wake up at 5, and then I'd be up till 12. It was too much. So we cut the cord with that. Who else is here? Hannah's here. She says, good morning. Feeling good this morning because I'm officially 4 days in of eating healthy. Love that for you, Hannah.
Get it, girl. Way to go.
And one more person here, Emily.
What's up, Emily?
She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Feeling good today because I honestly, I know it's an unpopular opinion, but love the snow.
Some people do. And I'm not going to lie, it was very pretty when it was snowing outside the window yesterday. But I'm like, all right, enough is enough.
Thank you. I'll see myself out now.
Thank you so much.
How are you doing? I'm good. 3 days in of going to bed at 8 o'clock.
No drinking. Try January for some, including our girl Breeze.
Put on my Rot Show yesterday. See, I'm only... So I'm not... Trying to only watch like 2 episodes a day because I don't want it to get to a point where I'm like sitting in front of the TV all day. So 2 episodes a day of Southern Charm. I'll keep you guys updated on that. But yeah, I mean, just in this period right now where life's slowing down. It is slowing down.
Do you think that's because it's winter?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to go outside personally, but...
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like, especially when it's, like, dark, too. Nah, I'm good. When I get home at 2, don't really want to leave again. Especially with traffic and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be cold out there today, guys. 19 for the high. They're saying by 10 a.m. it's going to feel like negative 6 outside. So, if you got a coat, you should probably put it on.
I need to start wearing gloves. Like, all the time.
Yeah.
Because my fingers are cold.
Yeah, so just be careful when you guys are driving this morning. It is definitely a little slick out there. I mean, plows have not had the opportunity to hit every street or side street. But overall, yeah, vibes are pretty good this morning. Vibes are good because I'm excited to have my first meal tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel way better today than I did yesterday. But day 2 of a water fest is always the hardest.
What'd you do yesterday?
I mean, I did some work. I drank a ton of water. Uh-huh. I sat in a sauna, which was probably a bad idea. Did that for a half hour.
Did you die?
No, I felt a little better. It's not like I had a whole ton of calories to burn, but I'm like, I was cold all day yesterday. I had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
I had to thaw out because my body would not warm up whatsoever. I'm like, I gotta figure this out. But yeah, I started to feel a little bit better by last night. Yesterday was a really tough day, but today I feel so much better. And then 7 o'clock tonight, I get to have my first meal. So
What are you eating?
We're in the home stretch. Probably something very light, like yogurt and fruit and all that. Because last year when I did this, I had a big bowl of chili and a chicken Caesar wrap, and that was a bad idea. It was a bad idea.
Ease back into it.
You got to ease back into it, and that's what I'll be doing. All right, coming up for the big story of the day this morning, there was a lot that took place the other month at Spencerport schools. I think we're talking about Cosgrove Middle School. There was an eighth grader who was continuing to be bullied. And yesterday there was a huge meeting. Members of the community are not satisfied with how the school handled this situation. And I'm going to tell you all about what took place at this meeting coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. After a Spencerport student was charged for allegedly bullying a classmate, concerned community members are not satisfied with how the school handled the situation. I don't think they usually ever are. Many people walked through those doors last night. A lot of them were wearing pink to honor Leah. They were there to advocate that things need to change when someone is bullied. Leah Sick is an eighth grader at Cosgrove Middle School, and she was the reason most people attended the school board meeting. Please make students accountable for their actions and make them see that a couple of days of suspension is not a reward, said one attendee. So back in November, six boys received a three-day suspension after attacking Leah. Her mom, Kim Sick, says they waited for her at her locker, then charged at her, slamming her into the lockers. But Kim says that wasn't the end. She says they received repeated threatening FaceTime calls for 8 days straight. So my husband and I did take some matters in our own hands, and we did go to the police. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office charged one of the boys with aggravated harassment and stalking, sporting a big pink banner with the words "Stop Bullying." Supporters came to ask the school to look at their policies and code of conduct. Does my daughter need to get bruised up, broken bones, a concussion, or worse, for the school to actually do anything about it? How frustrating as a parent, though.
Yeah.
Like, what is it going to take for the school to finally step in and be like, enough is enough? Sean, the father, was offered the chance to read his speech privately to some board members, because in the speech he wrote originally, he was told he could not read it at the meeting because it provides specifics. So the recent announcement by the Greece Police Department speaks to the severity of this bullying incident, and we are appreciative to law enforcement for the response and attention given to this matter, said her parents. A charge of aggravated harassment in the second degree addresses the most severe behavior, which occurred outside of school. This later point is important to make, given the complexities of bullying and how it often interconnects between home and school. So right now they're going to continue to probably and hopefully step in and do more than just, hey, you're getting suspended for 3 days, which really at the end of it does nothing. Some of these kids need to just be charged.
Yeah, I'm glad like the members of the community, though, are backing her and the family and going to the meeting as well to show support, because it's one thing for them to be like, yeah, this is tough, but it's another thing for them, the parents, I'm saying, and all the other parents being like, this is unacceptable. And if this were my kid in this situation, I hope that things would be different.
You know,
they're putting themselves in that situation.
And as a 13 or 14 year old kid, it means the world to you when you see that many people show up for you.
Right.
Coming up on the show, one of the things that you mentioned this morning is, a lot of people for New Year's resolutions, they do weight loss goals, they do fasting, mm-hmm. they get back into the gym. But you think that's we need to switch it up.
I have a New Year's resolution that is none of those things. It's not really wellness. It's not really fitness related, which are the top ones. Money saving. Although all those things are great, I'm thinking outside of the box this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, if I don't get this done or figure it out by the end of 2025, I have failed myself. Truly. What is it? I'll tell you coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, it's Moose, it's Breezy. I think it's safe to say that some of us are not that handy when it comes to building things, using tools, etc. Some of you married people who are not handy.
Yeah.
And for some, that could be a real turnoff.
I think that people's New Year's resolutions are all great. They're all fine and well. I think people get so hung up on the basics of like, we're going to work out, we're going to eat healthy, we're going to save every penny. It's like, okay, that's great and fine and well. Very basic. Everyone does it. It's very broad. I'm tapping into a niche this year for 2025 that it's been on my mind for quite some time now. And that is being handy, knowing how to work a drill, knowing the difference between a screwdriver and a wrench.
Oh, you don't know, the difference between them. That's,
it's just something that needs to happen.
Yeah, you're going to need more serious help.
And I, you know, I feel very, dare I use the word, helpless when it comes to things like that. And it pisses me off because I have a lot of expectations for my space and how things look. And if I can't even hang a picture frame, things are going to... I don't like being at mercy to someone. I don't like having to ask someone and wait for someone to do something for me. So...
Well, your last apartment, all those shelves, all those frames, who hung that?
So, it's tough because I had to hire out. no, I did.
Are you kidding?
No, because my dad has moved me 3 times.
Oh, your father said he's never going to do it again.
He said, I'm done. He said, I'm done. I'm not doing it. I refuse. Hire out. I'm not doing it. When it comes to moving physically or hanging or drilling or anything, he's like, I'm not doing it. So that was kind of him. I hired 2 men, both of which I knew, but I couldn't ask one person to do all the tasks because there were so many. I had to break it up into 2 different increments.
Yeah.
So one guy hung my fan, another guy hung my TV, another guy built my shed. So it was a journey. And when I get into a space, I want everything to be completed that day. And I know it's unrealistic because everyone's like, Rome wasn't built in a day. It's like, but my apartment will be. It will be.
See, I was kind of the same way when I moved in. I needed to be done as soon as possible.
Like, there's picture frames leaning up against the wall in my apartment right now, and I'm losing my mind.
Well, how hard is it to hang a picture?
I mean, it's more than just a picture, though. Like, I could probably hang a picture. I can nail a... I can hammer a nail into the wall and be done with it. But there's a lot of math that goes into it, and I failed math multiple times.
I've hung...
There's a lot of measuring. There's a lot of leveling. There's a lot of this. There's a lot of that.
If there's one thing I'm excellent at, it's hanging a picture of any size. And I will also boast, all the hundreds of frames I've ever hung, I've never used a measuring tape once. And they're all perfect. You got to eye it. Yeah, trust me on this.
But when it's multiple photos next to each other that have to connect for one big photo.
Do you need help? I'm willing to offer you my services for a small fee.
So, in the spirit of saving money, I'll pass respectfully.
Oh, but you're going to pay somebody else to do it?
No, I'm going to learn. Okay. I'm going to learn myself. And this is what it boils down to. I was on TikTok and I found this beautiful pink tool set. I texted the lesbian soiree group chat.
Okay, time out. Why are you going on TikTok for tools? Go to Home Depot like a normal person. Go to Lowe's. Why are you on TikTok to buy a drill?
It was a great deal. I haven't bought it yet, but it's bookmarked for sure. I was in my lesbian soiree group chat because they're all like, mask lesbians. They know how to do all that stuff. And I'm like, can someone come and teach me? And they're like, there's really no hope for you, truly. So I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to learn how to use a level, how to use a drill, how to hang a floating shelf. Like, these are all things that I personally feel like require 2 people. And I asked my girlfriend to do it over the weekend, and she bitched and moaned the entire time. Yeah. I want to be done with this. This is ridiculous. I don't want to do this. Ba 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 ba. And
it doesn't require.
She did it, and she didn't do it right, and the shelf fell down. So
the shelf fell. on anyone?
No, it's a floating shelf. So it's supposed to be like
I know what it
to
is.
The wall, yeah. And it's just like hanging down.
So it fell. It does not require two people to do any of this. And second, if you really want to learn how to do any of these things, you can YouTube it. It'll show anything you need to know. You can go right to the internet, and it'll teach you.
See, I'm more of a hands-on learner.
Well, you're going to do it while watching the video.
Also, the reason I'm so skeptical of learning and nervous to learn is because I'm physically putting holes in walls, and I want to be handy. Here's the thing. I feel like I'm fully capable of this because I'm so crafty and because I'm so, like, artistic. Like, I love to craft. I love a project. But when it comes to levels and bolts and cements and what is it? Like, there's a beam in the wall or a stud?
Yeah, you're looking for the stud.
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
See, I've always wanted to be a little bit more like my dad because my dad's the handiest guy I know. This guy can build a house from the ground up. Anything. Furniture. He built my kitchen table, dressers growing up, desk. Whatever you need, my father will build it. And I just never was that guy. And he'd always try to get me to go down to the workshop. He's like, let me teach you how to build this dining room table. I'm like, I'm going to play Sega. And I do. There are some regrets. I wish that I would have spent a little bit more time with him in the workshop. But now I'm trying to make up for that a little bit. I just, that was never my skill set. You know what I mean? I was always distracted with other things. That, for him, is his true passion.
Maybe I can go hang out with your dad. Maybe I can spend a day on a work site with dad or your brother.
All the stuff you're trying to do right now, he can do in 10 minutes.
I just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't need no man. Like, I got to figure this out on my own.
No, and you should. If you really want to learn how to do it, you can. Like I said, everything you need to know is on the internet. There's tutorials, there's videos, how to hang a shelf, how to hang a floating shelf.
It just seems like every time I ask someone to do it, like my dad, my girlfriend, everyone's so angry. Like, I don't need one more reason to be angry. Trust me. I do that fine on my own. I don't want to get into this and then just start swearing and throwing things.
I can help you if you want. But you got to do it.
Are you ready for the gallery wall? Because that's what's happening this weekend.
How many pictures?
The limit does not exist. It's in the process of a creative vision right now.
I'm going to need lunch, Breeze. I'm going to need lunch. We'll figure this out. And if you guys want to join us, 585-252-9800, we're going to have a little party at Breezy's house.
Come through.
98PXY. Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
It's never anonymous. My mother-in-law thinks I'm a bad mom because I'm not a helicopter parent.
Uh-oh.
And that's the message we got from our listener, Amy, who lives in Hilton at 333 Huntington Drive.
Her social security is...
Amy writes in and says, morning, guys. Thought this might take a good segment for might make a good segment for your show. Not a huge fan of my mother-in-law. And to make things worse, she thinks I'm a bad parent. In not so many words, because I don't parent the way that she does. My child is an incredible independent player and also loves to play with me. If I'm not breathing down my toddler's neck, sitting in his playpen every time he wants to play all day, my mother-in-law assumes my son is being neglected and even implies how she's a great mom because she wouldn't clean the house when she was playing with her kids. She would give them her undivided attention and had the ability to see things before they happened and prevent them. Call it motherly intuition, if you will. For example, I let my son run in the living room. And she says your mom brain will kick in and you'll be able to see the issues before they happen. That's hard to do, though, if you're distracted, if you're a distracted mother who's not watching your child because you're cleaning. I've had the conversation with her that it's okay if he runs into the couch and falls over. It's not a big deal.
Right.
To her, it's the end of the world and is ready to call 911 immediately.
Jeez.
Does anyone else find it to be incredibly offensive that she thinks I don't have motherly instincts just because I'm not letting intrusive thoughts ruin my day? I let my kid be a kid, and I'm not going to bubble wrap him so he doesn't get hurt. I would love to hear from others if you have also experienced an in-law or a parent who acts the same way. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
Classic monster-in-law. Classic.
You know, we've had this conversation on the show. I think it was months back. There are some parents who do not approve of their kids' parenting because it's not the way they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they will not let you forget it.
No.
They will tell you any chance they get, which, I don't know. I think it's inappropriate, and I honestly think it hinders them as a parent because it makes them, like, second-guess themselves.
Yeah, that's. I think that's what it is.
Am I doing things wrong here?
585-252-9800. Have any of you guys run into this issue with your in-laws or your parents when it comes to parenting? You don't have to be a helicopter parent to be a good parent, right? Right? Of course not.
I honestly feel like the harder you squeeze, the more they're going to ooze out the sides. You know what I mean?
It's interesting. Okay.
Period.
It's a matter of fact. Let's go over to, all right, we got a couple of texts coming in as we speak. Let's go over to our girl Courtney here. A lot of parents start internally panicking when we do anything different than they did, like it's an insult to their skills. That's pretty much my mom. It is just a projection. I get it's frustrating, but let her know whatever happens that you are prepared to deal with the issues differently than how she did it. Amen.
Absolutely. And also, not to mention, we're in different circumstances. We're in different eras. Like, is that not taken into consideration whatsoever? We're not going to parent the same. We're not growing up in the same era. Like, your worries back in the 60s are not the same worries I'm having today.
That's right.
Sorry.
Yeah, I would imagine that to be true. Mia says, just wanted to say that those motherly instincts your mother-in-law has is actually called anxiety.
Right. And she's pushing it on to you.
That's what that is.
Trying to be helpful. Like, that's simply not helpful.
Is it motherly instincts or is it anxiety? Most likely it's the latter there. My mother-in-law is like this too, you guys. My toddler was climbing a two-step stool to nowhere. And my mother-in-law started internally freaking out and asked me if I was going to do anything about it. I said, no, they're on carpet. There's not going to be any serious injury. She got all ruffled and told me in her day, they tried to prevent injuries like that. Well, that's all right. Got to toughen these kids up.
Got to do it. Only way. That's the only way.
You know, when my brothers had kids, because now my younger brother has his own twins and my older brother has three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of like paid attention of how my parents were going to react to their parenting.
Right.
And for the most part, from what I've been able to gather, they kind of mind their own business.
Right.
Which is probably for the best.
They're like, you do you.
You know?
You do you. This person says, mother-in-law would benefit from working on her anxiety and control issues in therapy.
Okay, you're not going to convince someone like that to go to therapy.
Who knows?
There's no way.
Who knows?
I agree, but I'm just saying that's I don't know if that's a hill you're willing to die on, trying to get your mother-in-law to go to therapy. Can you even imagine suggesting that?
I think
your motherly instincts, I think it's actually anxiety. You're going to have to go to therapy.
But I think, honestly, this is where, depending on the relationship, your husband steps in and shares with their own mother, hey, queen, it's not working out. Because it's going to, again, depending on the relationship, it's going to mean a lot more coming from him, her own child, than her daughter-in-law, who she may or may not hate.
Right.
Who knows, truly.
Yeah, I think it's a lot harder for some people to do that with their own parents. I don't know why. It's just that so many people just don't want to step on toes. And I think the reason for that being is that when you depend on your in-laws to come and watch your kids because you don't want to pay for childcare, you have to
play by their rules.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
Let's go over to Kaylee, who's weighing in for parental. My kids have always learned best from natural consequences. If I sat there and controlled their entire world, then they wouldn't learn a thing. And if you guys are just tuning in right now, Amy from Hilton wrote in for Parental Confidential that she thinks her mother-in-law thinks she's a bad mom because she's not a helicopter parent. Mm-hmm. She doesn't parent the way her mother-in-law did years back. And that's okay. My parents and in-laws, this is coming in from another listener, my parents and in-laws thought it was a major insult not to do things their way. They're so convinced they were perfect parents that if you don't follow their example, we are insulting them on a very deep level. My mother-in-law informed me she would be raising my child, she would be raising my first child because she raised my husband and he was an absolutely perfect child. We no longer communicate with them.
Yeah,
I don't blame you. I will be raising your first child because I raised your husband and he was perfect. Right. A little delusional.
Very much so.
All right, Amy, you're just going to have to put your foot down here on this one.
Because if you don't, you're just going to continue to be miserable and be walked all over.
Yeah,
which
tell you
don't want.
Have a conversation with your husband. Is he going to say anything?
Right. That's what I said. I think it's going to mean a lot more coming from him.
You can try.
Than it is from you, because she'll just look at you and be like, you're not even my family. I don't need to listen to you.
Well, listen, if they're going to be petty about it, that's all you need to know, right? If they're going to say, if they're going to threaten you with like, well, then we'll never watch your kids again. All right, well, then so be it. I doubt that's going to be the case, but you never know. Some people really are petty. But have that conversation with them. Another person just weighed in and was like, you should just tell your in-laws you do things and parent the way you parent. They did it the way they did it, but it's different times. Kind of like what you said earlier.
Right. Absolutely.
Thanks for the message, guys. We appreciate that. Amy from Hilton does as well. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning on PXY. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
I know we talked about this back in the fall, but I want to reiterate it for anybody who may have missed it, because starting May 7th, if you fly any domestic flight, you will need a real ID. So we did talk about this. The Real ID Act was passed by Congress in 2005, essentially establishing a minimum security standard for a license insurance purpose for you to be like, yeah, well, this is me and I'm actually getting on this flight. Much of this born out of, obviously, September 11th. I was talking to my parents last time we flew together and they were like, yeah, back in the day, you could like walk your friends and family up to the gate. You could smoke on an airplane. You could do really whatever.
I remember we never had plane tickets, but when my grandmother would fly back to Italy, we'd all walk straight to the gate with her.
Like, I'm like, see ya. Watch your plane take off from the gate.
Yeah.
Just pretty much a free-for-all there. And obviously, security measures have gotten tighter over the years because there's crazy people in this world. And on May 7th, they're getting even tighter. The federal government wants everyone flying domestically to have a quality check with their ID. So there's going to be a lot of delays in place because people are obviously going to hear this and then forget. So we'll keep reminding you every couple of months until the 7th. But looking into it, it's free to upgrade. It's just a pain in the ass. The only real difference is there's like a star in the right hand top corner.
Yeah.
That indicates the quote unquote real ID. And people brought up like, well, what about an enhanced license? Things like that. It's all relative.
There's no $50 fee to get the real ID.
So let's see here. The cost for a standard license or real ID ranges from $64.25 to $67.50. Now, here's the thing. Since this is so new and all these regulations are going on, I'm like, is it just a money grab? Because we've heard it's free. We heard it's $50. We've heard it's $65. So I guess more information on that, you can visit the DMV's website to actually figure out what exactly it's going to be. But it has gotten confusing over the years. Driver's license, enhanced license, real ID. Passport. It's like, it's kind of like a streaming service.
Yeah, if you do
just basic cable.
Just get the headache out of the way. We're all going to need a real ID eventually.
Right.
And so getting that over
bite
with.
The bullet.
Yeah, just, we're going to have to do it.
Because the last thing you want to do is get ready for your friend's bachelorette May 12th, and you don't have the proper identification to fly.
You're going to have to take an Uber.
And then Jessica, she's going to be pissed.
And there goes your friendship. See?
You missed my bachelorette!
See how that trickles down?
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, according to experts, this past Monday was the number one day of the year for breakups and divorce. The day of the year you're most likely to get dumped. Anyone get broken up with this past Monday? 585-252-9800. But that's not the only day on the calendar that gives people in a relationship anxiety. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be.
It's time to visit your local vision dealer. Happening now at all vision locations, it's your time to sign, then drive into 2025. It's easy. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero due at signing, and zero charge for rust proofing, paint sealing, and interior protection. Rochester, that gives you zero reason to shop around. Don't wait, because our unbeatable selection is going fast, so you better get down here and claim the color and options you want before your dream vehicle is gone. Hurry in now to any vision location or go to our website and schedule your VIP appointment right now.
Everyone deserves a fast and reliable connection. One that helps better their everyday through the things they value most. Friends and family, education and career. A connection that opens pathways to opportunity and builds roads to a better future. At Spectrum, we're committed to delivering just that every single day. Because with the right connection, anything is possible. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Jurassic Quest is back for 3 days only. See life-size animatronic dinosaurs, including Velociraptor, Triceratops, the massive T-Rex, and so many more. Interact with walking dinos and baby dinos. Experience incredible dinosaur rides, giant fossil digs, inflatables, the fossil science exhibit, and more. Don't miss the largest and most realistic dinosaur event on tour at Rochester Riverside Convention Center this weekend only. Tickets are flying fast. Use promo code SAVE20 to save 20% when you buy at JurassicQuest.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
60 new celebrity recruits. The most extreme military training.
This ain't Hollywood, mate.
Fox Tonight, the season premiere of Special Forces, World's Toughest Test.
Tonight at 8 on Fox Rochester.
Turn to Buffalo Plus, complete coverage of the Bills and this year's playoff journey. Unique content you won't find anywhere else. Subscribe to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel or listen wherever you get your podcasts. Plus, get nightly updates on the Bills on 13 Wham News.
Start the year fresh and transform lives in your community by supporting Goodwill of the Finger Lakes. Your donations and purchases support Goodwill community programs. To find your nearest Goodwill location, please visit goodwillfingerlakes.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Today, expect snow showers with blowing snow and a high of 20.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples store has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. Save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
98PXY traffic.
The morning commute is a slow one this morning, seeing the usual slowdowns on 590 South from 104 to 490. Northbound lanes are also busy. Same thing on 390 South by the airport, 490 East and West between the Pittsford exit in downtown, and 390 North and South between the Thruway and Brighton-Henrietta Town Line Road in Henrietta. 390 South slowed down at last check around Lexington, and 531 East busy between Manitoba Road and 490. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
From the Salino Law Studios. Car crash?
Call Salino.
888-888-8888. Back to the hits on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Was anyone aware of the fact that Monday was divorce day? This past Monday was the number one day of the year for breakups or divorce in general.
Hate that.
The day of the year you're most likely to get dumped or serve divorce papers. Did this happen to anyone? 585-252-9800. Experts say this happens more and more. And I need to know how true divorce day really is.
See, this is so crazy because we're hot on the heels of Red Tuesday,
yes,
which is coming up here in just a short while. And Red Tuesday is the Tuesday before Valentine's Day when your significant other is most likely going to break up with you before the holiday so they don't have to buy you a gift.
If that doesn't make you anxious,
not really sure what will.
The
if
Bills.
You survived, if you survived Monday, don't worry, your time's coming.
That's right. Yeah, if that doesn't make you anxious, the Bills will. It's said that people tend to avoid breakups in November and December just to kind of get through the holidays. Or sometimes they say all the holiday stress can be the final straw, which is why some of you are getting dumped. Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
During the commercial break, a listener messaged in and said, speaking of divorce, I sat in on a contested divorce trial where the husband found his wife getting Eiffel Towered by two strangers she met at a bar. Then he had to explain to the court what Eiffel Towering is.
Oh, dear.
Breezy, look up on your work computer.
I know what it is. I'm so good. Thank you, though. I'm so good.
That makes one of us. If you got a good story, hit us up. The phones are ringing. Let me go to the calls real quick. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. So I'm on my way to work. I'm Joanna, and I am so triggered right now.
Joanna.
Oh, what's going on?
Talk to us. What's up?
Yeah, so I was listening to what you guys are talking about because my boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend, decided to break up with me, that he wanted to break up with me on Monday.
So you got broken up with on Monday, this past Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry. I guess this is a real thing.
Right, exactly. And we had like an entire trip like already planned to go see his family in Europe. And like, yeah, it was coming up in March. So I guess it's a real thing.
Who lives in Europe? His parents?
Well, his like aunt and uncle live in Europe. And I had like already sent him money. And I think what sickens me the most is his decision to spend the holidays with me and then also allow me to plan this trip for an entire 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and like me sending him money and paying him a ton of money. And with all that time, everything all along, he had zero intentions of being with me or going on this trip.
Why the breakup, though? Why? I mean, because you guys were together how long before the breakup?
A year.
One year.
That's tough.
Why did he choose to end things?
So that's the craziest part, is that like he still hasn't given me a concrete reason of like why he wanted to break up.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed me his true colors on Monday. Like we were talking and I tried to talk to him like an adult and sit him down and get an answer.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was just acting like a child. He had no reason. He couldn't give me an actual reason why he wanted to break up.
He was just like, yeah, ran its course.
Interesting.
I don't understand. You sound like a very nice girl. I don't know the depths of your relationship, but in your mind, everything was going pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, everything was fine. Like he was reaching so hard. I was like, we're not fighting. We have a great relationship. We respect each other. What's the problem? And at one point, he even quoted, like to quote him, he was like, well, I'm a Bills fan and you're a Patriots fan and it makes the relationship hard.
Yeah, that's a reach. That's a reach.
Well, in his defense, he does have a point, Joanna. That does make things tough. Okay.
He like broke up with you the Monday after they lost. So tough.
So sorry to hear about the breakup. How overall you're doing okay? Or I don't know. It's only day two.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I am still kind of in shock, but
yeah.
It doesn't make sense to me, yeah. And I wish I had an answer.
Yeah.
How old are you?
36.
Sorry. Breakups suck. They're never easy, but we wish you the best. I appreciate you calling up to share your story.
Are you still going to Europe? I would.
I mean, he has my money, so I mean, I guess I'll visit his aunt and uncle by myself.
Honestly, I would still go. I mean, maybe skip out on visiting his family, but I know people that have been in that same situation and have gone, and it's been a blast.
Yeah.
So
first things first, Joanna, you need to get that money back.
Yeah, you're right, for sure.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Have a good one. We're thinking of you.
So, Andrea,
Yikers.
Andrea texting in, I actually broke up with my boyfriend on Monday, but for no other reason than he decided it would be a good idea to start an emotional relationship with my cousin behind my back.
These things happen, though.
They
you know
do.
What I mean?
Yeah. Gotta keep it in the family.
Unfortunately, these things happen.
Tell me more about the Bloody Tuesday.
Nope, just Red Tuesday. Just Red Tuesday. It's a tough one. Truly a tough one. I'm up in arms about it because I just feel like people do it to avoid having to buy someone a gift. When in this case, this past Monday, people are like, no, I'm going to buy you a gift and then I'm going to send you on your way. I think if you're cheap, you'll use Red Tuesday as an excuse. Why
would you freak out about buying a gift? How expensive of a gift are you expected to buy?
I mean, for Valentine's
Day? Yeah.
If you love your partner, you're going to get them a nice gift.
Oh, well, then there's dinner, too, and all that. Some people don't want to go through the rigmarole.
Right. And I don't know. I'm going to be here for the homies when that happens.
All right, listen.
When is it? Wait, it's...
It's a month.
The 11th.
Like 5 weeks away.
The 11th.
Guys, here's the deal. Breezy and I were looking out for you, okay? So if you have a special someone, and Valentine's Day is going to be here before you know it, just keep your head on a swivel, okay?
It's giving cheap ass. I hate it. I don't stand with that. I don't subscribe to that behavior, but thank you.
98PXY. She's confident. Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game. Chance.
Beat.
Breezy.
That's right. Our girl is officially 1-1. She crushed it yesterday.
I love those odds.
We have a family four-pack to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on February 8th at the Blue Cross Arena. We're looking for caller 8 right now to see if they have what it takes to beat our girl Breezy.
Let's go.
All right, PXY, who's this?
Shauna.
Shauna, congrats, you're caller 8!
Oh my god.
All right, Shauna, that's step one, okay?
Okay.
Do you have what it takes to beat Breezy?
I really hope I do. No offense, Breezy.
No offense taken.
All right, so here are the rules. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. Breezy is leaving the studio to go to the production room next door. Put those headphones. All right. Thank you, Breeze. Here we go. Are you ready, Shauna?
I am.
Question number one. Shauna, what big city did the Harlem Globetrotters originate in?
Harlem? Is that a city?
I'll give you a hint. It's a little windy there.
Oh my goodness.
3 seconds.
Oh my gosh. It's, I can't think of it.
Say a city. Any city.
Seattle.
Right. Of course. All right. Yeah. Let's go to question two, Shauna. Which part of your body contains a bone called the funny bone?
Your elbow.
Question three, which country are you visiting if you are standing in the Taj Mahal?
The Taj Mahal. Oh my gosh, I am terrible at this today.
It's okay. 3 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
Say a country, any country.
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Okay, let's move on. We got to move on. Question number four. All right, this is an easy one, Shauna. I'm pulling for you on this one. How many wisdom teeth does the average adult have?
Four.
And question number five. What is the medical term for bad breath?
Medical term, bad breath?
What is the medical term used for bad breath?
It's halitosis.
All right. Halitosis. Okay. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up, okay?
I did so bad. Of course, you guys answered this time.
Glad to be back.
All right, Breezy.
What are we working with here, people?
All right, we're going to tally these up right now. Shauna, you are working with 2 out of 5.
Not bad, honestly.
All right, Breezy.
Oh, I did terrible. Good luck.
Thank you.
Breezy, what big city did the Harlem Globetrotters originate in?
Atlanta.
Question two. Which part of your body contains a bone called the funny bone?
Like your elbow.
Like your elbow? Why don't you just say elbow?
Your elbow.
Number three. Question
elbow
three.
Elbow region.
Which country are you visiting if you are standing in the Taj Mahal? It's pretty obvious.
Egypt? I don't know.
It's a good guess.
I don't know.
Question number four. How many wisdom teeth does the average adult have?
Three. You good?
What? I think it's crazy that you came up with an odd number, but let's continue.
Well, not everybody gets all their teeth.
Question.
That's just the rules of dentistry. So
you're going to tell people about the rules of dentistry?
Yeah.
Question number five, Breezy. What is the medical term for bad breath?
Gingivitis.
All right, let's get right to it. All right, that's five questions. All right, let's tally these up. Looking at the list here, hanging on by a thread. I don't know how she did it, but Shauna, you beat Breezy by one. You got yourself the ticket.
What?
Oh my God, my kids are going to be so excited.
Aren't they? You're going to the Harlem Globetrotters at the Blue Cross Arena.
Which one did I get right?
All right, let's walk down this list real quick. Breezy, here's the situation here, okay? What big city did Harlem Globetrotters originate in? That answer is Chicago. You said Atlanta. Yes, the elbow is the funny bone. The Taj Mahal is located in India. Egypt was a good guess. The wisdom teeth, the average adult has four. And then the medical term for bad breath is halitosis. And she did get that one right.
Stupid.
Nice job there, Shauna.
Are you sure it's Thank four? You.
Yes, I'm sure. I had all four removed.
I didn't even have...
Did you get your wisdom teeth out?
No, because they didn't all come in. So...
I'm surprised. If anyone's mouth on this show is going to be impacted, it's Breezy's. All right, Shauna. Who's the only station in the city hooking you up with tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters?
98PXY.
You know, I'm feeling generous. Do you want a bonus question to win another four-pack of tickets to go see... What's the other thing we're giving away?
Blippi.
That is the Join the Band Tour at the Kodak Center.
How old are your kids?
They're 7 or 8 and 9.
That's perfect. All right, I'm going to ask you this one question. If you get it correct, you got yourself that four-pack. Which company's slogan, Shauna, is "You're in good hands"?
Allstate.
You got the ticket!
Because I have no idea who that is.
Nice job. Stay on the line. We're going to hook you up, Shauna.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Moose Breezy here. After a Spencerport student was charged for allegedly bullying a classmate, concerned community members are not satisfied with how the school handled the situation.
They're pissed.
I don't think most of the time parents are satisfied with how any school handles a situation,
right,
especially like this. But many parents walk through those doors of a meeting. And a lot of them were wearing pink to honor Leah. They were there to advocate the things that needed to be changed when someone is bullied. Leah Sick is an eighth grader at Cosgrove Middle School, and she was the reason most people attended the school board meeting. Please make students accountable for their actions. Make them see that a couple of days of suspension is not a reward, said one attendee. So in November, six boys received a three-day suspension after attacking Leah. Her mom, Kim Sick, says they waited for her at her locker, and then they charged her, slamming her into the lockers. But Kim says that wasn't the end. They absolutely started to receive repeated threatening FaceTime calls for 8 days straight, just never ending. She says, so my husband and I took matters in our own hands, and we went to the police. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office charged one of the boys with aggravated harassment in stalking. But sporting a big pink banner with the word "Stop Bullying," supporters came to ask the school to look at their policies and code of conduct.
Yeah, like, what are you doing to stop this?
And it wasn't just her mom that had the same question. A lot of parents were asking, do our kids need to get bruised up with broken bones, a concussion, or worse, for the school to do anything?
Right.
And that's the same question that Leah's dad, Sean, in a speech wrote, but he was told he couldn't read it at the meeting because it provided specifics. Sean was offered the chance to read a speech privately to some board members, but the six have received support from hundreds of people who have faced similar situations, and they're determined to seek justice for their daughter. A charge of aggravated harassment in the second degree addresses the most severe behavior, which occurred outside of school. This later point is important to make, given the complexities of bullying and how often it takes place in some of these schools, and nothing is ever really done.
Correct.
If you give these kids suspension for 3 days,
they're like, great, a day off.
In their eyes, they are being rewarded to some extent. And they got to do better than that. The recent announcement by the Greece Police Department speaks to the severity of this bullying incident. And they said they are continuing to look into the matter. So,
absolutely.
As a 14 or 15-year-old girl, which is how old she is, I'm sure it means the world to her how many people showed up to stand behind her.
Well, she's backed and she's being supported and she's being heard and seen. Maybe not by the school board, but if enough people stand up and say something, she will be, because they're going to have to do something eventually that is going to be, I don't know, withheld of the actual consequences of their actions.
That's right. Coming up on the show, we're asking you to send us your unpopular opinions to 585-252-9800. Anything goes for our segment, There I Said It. Breezy and I will get to all of your messages coming up after the break.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear
the air
on PXY Mornings. Let's spit some hot fire, shall we?
This person is pissed. There's a special place in hell for people who don't brush their car off after it snows. There, I said it.
Oh, don't get me started.
See you there.
Don't get me started.
This person says they should have snow days or extremely cold days for work, like they do for school. There, I said it. Stay warm, people. No. I know. It's a crime to be out that early and driving around when it feels like negative 70.
That's the luxury of some of you who get to work remote. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Who's this? Ben is here. Why does every holiday... Oh, not every holiday needs to be happy. Because it's not. What? Also, it's the 8th, so we should all officially be done with wishing people a happy new year. There, I said it. That I can't argue with. I think you give it 1 week after 3 days to a week, and then you should just be done.
You're right, Ben. Not every holiday has to be a happy one. Be miserable on your birthday. Pop off. Who else is here? Oh, Jessica says, I am absolutely disgusted by anything blue raspberry. There, I said it.
Okay.
It's just not it. Not it.
It does not tickle her fancy, does it? Liz says, good morning, guys. When are people finally going to realize that the hustle culture is completely overrated? That's all. Thanks, guys. Oh, there I said it. Okay. Nobody wants to rise and grind anymore. You know, we used to be about not sleeping and just work. And now that's considered super toxic.
Right. I think it's a generational thing. I think millennials are all about the grind and all about the hustle and bustle of it all, but can't say the same for Gen Z.
No.
Trust me, I've met a handful of them. They're not like that.
Some are, I think, you know, the future Mark Zuckerbergs. Let's go back to brushing your car off. A majority of accidents on the road in the wintertime are caused by lazy people who refuse to brush their car off. There, I said it. You just got to be a better human being and think about others, because nobody wants an icicle flying through their windshield on 490. You don't want to do that to someone. But people don't care. Oh, the wind will take it off.
I mean, it does. It does. I mean, like, for me, like, no one's on the road, so it doesn't really matter. So I just,
what about on your way home?
Send it.
Because the other day I saw you leave here, headed home, and you had Mount Everest on the hood of your car, and you left it there.
These things happen. You just go up and down the road real quick. It'll be good. It'll be off before you even hit the highway.
It's so bad. You're the problem. You really are.
Well, it's fine. Nothing's happened yet, so.
Oh, let's wait for it, though, right? Right.
Doug's here. He says boiled hot dogs taste better. There, I said it.
I agree. Ew. I grew up with them. My
boiled
mom was
hot dogs?
My mother threw a couple of dogs in the boiled pot of water. They were great. How do you make them?
Oh, you grill them.
No, but like.
And then you pop them open. The pop either, opens.
You either boil them or you toss them in the microwave.
Ew.
It's the same thing.
No, the above.
If I give you a hot dog,
yeah,
and I grill it, boil it, or microwave it, you will not know the difference.
I will see the char marks. Yes, maybe, I will definitely know the difference.
Maybe the grill. But if I put it in convention oven, I'm telling you, you're not going to know the difference. You don't know what a boiled hot dog tastes like.
No, I do. I've had it. I like the grill marks. I like the char. That's the whole point of the hot dog, in my opinion. Let's keep it in food realm, shall we? I think peanut butter is absolutely horrible, and I think it should be illegal. There, I said it. I think peanut butter is so, I've had this take so many times, it's going to keep recycling.
You do.
Because I want people to hear me and hear me loud and hear me proud. I think peanut butter is so dangerous.
Oh my.
I think that it is a safety hazard. I think, how many people die a year on peanut butter?
I don't think anyone.
No, that's not true. Peanut butter deaths. Here we go.
It's ridiculous.
Every year. Every single year, there's people that die of peanut butter.
Every day, I will have at least one tablespoon of peanut butter. I just eat it right from the spoon. I love peanut butter. I'm not talking about that Jif or Peter Pan. I'm talking about the real stuff. That's what you need to get.
Per year.
How many people die? See, none, because you can't find it.
No, it's just, I can't read, so. Oh, okay, here it goes. The CDC says on average there's 170 deaths per year due to choking on food such as peanut butter.
That's not that many people. Let's go over to Roseanne. I don't care if you're 20 years old or 75, every single person looks better with long hair. There, I said it. This is also coming from a stylist of 20 years. Wow. Long hair, huh?
Yeah, somebody said that yesterday, but I also had the take and the pushback of like, not Joseph from down the street. He doesn't look good with long hair. There, I said it.
Do you think I should start growing my hair out? I'm actually thinking about a mustache.
What?
I'm thinking about growing out my hair and doing a mustache.
Why? Because you can't get into your barber?
No, I just, it's,
and
I'm,
you're going
time
on strike.
To, it's time to change it up.
Okay. I mean, you do you.
Are you for it or against it?
I mean, if you're going to do it now for the winter, because you're not going to want to do it in the summer. It's going to be too hot.
Let me ask you something.
Try
real,
it out.
Real quick, what are you doing this Saturday night? You got plans?
No, why?
Big Ed's here. What's up, guys?
Oh, yeah,
Big Ed.
I forgot I had that one thing.
Myself plus Breezy plus you, Moose, need to go to dinner. My treat. Applebee's is my go-to, but we can go anywhere you want.
I do love Applebee's.
I promise I won't do any dad jokes so Breezy doesn't get pissed. Also, I don't find college degrees to be valuable. There, I said it. Well, yeah. It makes sense coming from someone who never went to college.
Right.
Do you want to go to dinner with Big Ed Saturday night?
I mean,
I hear the buffet at the Barrel of Dolls is worth a try.
Yeah, you know, I'm so good on that. If you guys go to Applebee's, hit me up. If it's the one near my house and it takes mental effort, I'll stop by for a Dollarita.
They have Dollaritas?
At Applebee's?
Oh,
yeah,
we're going.
They're known for.
Oh.
I mean, they're mostly water, but anyway.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98 PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day.
I promise it'll make your life a little easier.
The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
My mornings with Moose and Breezy.
We got an interesting Facebook message from Ava yesterday, who says she is struggling to mind her own business when it comes to her best friend living at home at 33.
Okay.
Moose, Breezy, PXY Mornings. So she wrote in, it sounds like she didn't mind her own business. And she says, my best friend is 33, still lives with her mom. There's no specific reason. They just are close, and her mom and dad like having her home. I just think it's weird, and she needs to grow up and move forward with her life. Whenever we go out to dinner, she's super stingy and cheap. She is always complaining she has no money, yet she lives at home and has a good job. She doesn't pay for rent, as far as I know, and she also doesn't have any student loans. What's even worse, her parents have also done this with her two other siblings. It's like they never want them to leave the house.
Interesting.
I'm getting frustrated as I feel like she just doesn't get it. And I may have blurted something out the other day just out of anger. I told her that her parents are doing her a disservice and she needs to move out. She's 33. And the fact that she still lives at home but constantly complains she is broke is actually quite frightening. And she got super mad and told me I just don't get it and that I'm not a real friend and I should mind my own business. Can someone please help me understand if I was in the wrong for saying anything at all? I think it's something she needed to hear. Thanks for reading my message, guys. Have a good day.
Maybe it's something that you thought she needed to hear, but maybe you might lose a friend.
Well, you know what that may be, but you know, true friends keep it real with one another.
Yeah, but sometimes people are in positions in their life where they're not ready or they're not wanting that, regardless of, you know, how badly they need to hear it.
Well, I think what triggered this is the fact that she keeps going out to dinner with her and she's so stingy and saying, I can't afford it. What do you mean?
Yeah, it's frustrating to have a friend like that because I've had friends like that.
You get really mad.
So much so to the point where we're out to dinner and they're like, can you spot me? I'm like, you already ate your meal and no. So get your... Pull your sleeves up. I guess you're going to do dishes in the back.
I think another important question to ask here.
I'll pay you back when I get paid.
Why are you going out if you have no money? So, listen, this pisses me off. If you're going out to eat with $0 in your pocket, your priorities are screwed up. And then you're depending on somebody else while you're there after you ate to pay for you?
Not even going out to eat. Like going out to eat and grabbing like an $8 appetizer, okay. The drinking, I've gone out to eat with somebody who literally doesn't have a pot to piss in.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'll take shots for the table and we're going to do an appetizer and a main course and a dessert. I'll pay you back when I get paid next Friday.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know, my buddy, he doesn't have a pot to piss in. He's ordering food and drinks like he got a bonus. But I think another important question to ask here is, would you date a 30-something-year-old who still chooses to live at home? Now, I was 39 last year living with my parents because, you know.
Very different circumstances.
Well, yeah, I wasn't being babied. I was still very independent. I'm trying to find a home. I moved back. I was with them for about 11 months until I moved out. But it was more of like, you know, they're doing me a favor. They're doing me a solid. They're helping me out. If someone chooses to live at home and absolutely didn't have to, would you still consider dating them?
I don't know. Because it says a lot about their maturity. And listen, I was about to move home. You lived home for nearly a year. Like, there are circumstances and situations that you find yourself in that living at home, you're doing it for a greater purpose. You're doing it to
better
your future, better yourself. And that is completely fine and well. If somebody's living at home and still doesn't have a dime to their name, that's where things get a little hairy.
Yeah.
I dated someone who made a lot of money, like a very good amount of money. They lived on their own. They did all the things, but they never had any money. And I'm like, you make double what I make and I'm fine.
Pay the same amount in rent.
And you can't figure it out? Like, what are we doing here? It always blew my mind. And I think it's such an eye-opening experience to go through, whether it's a friend or a significant other or even yourself, because that just goes to show if you choose to keep this person around in your life in any capacity, you're going to have money issues with them, whether it's you going out to eat with your friend and then be like, can you spot me, or marrying someone who can't pay your electric bill.
Right. Because once you marry that individual, their bills are your bills. And I think according to going back to our friend Ava here who wrote in, the fact that your friend was triggered over you being honest, it says something here. It hit home for her a little bit. She got upset. And so there's something to be said about that. You maybe have said something to her that maybe somebody else had said to her in the past. I don't know.
Right.
Kimmy is texting in 585-252-9800 if you guys want to weigh in. There's a huge difference between still living at home and being still babied at home.
Yeah.
Most women I know would not entertain dating a guy who's still at home with his parents in their 30s. And also the fact that this girl's friend is still choosing to live at home and also have zero money makes no sense. I do hate people like this.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guy by the name of Jason here. I live at home with my parents. I'm 35, and yes, I have a girlfriend. She does not mind. My parents are a little older, so they enjoy having me there to help them and take care of the house when needed. Plus, I get free meals, which is nice. Okay.
There comes a point, though, where, like, you need to figure it out. And I know this world is tough, and I know this economy is horrible, and we can keep going on and on about all of the things. But there are options for people, and if you don't want those options or you're not looking for them or you just don't care enough to find them, that's a you thing. Like, and if people don't want to be around you because of that, then you need to look in the mirror and think to yourself,
Yeah, what are we doing here?
What did we go wrong here?
Maybe it's time to start asking some questions. Mallory is here. She goes, my girlfriend's coworker is freaking out that her oldest son is moving out with his girlfriend. I asked how old he was, thinking he's 21. He's 44. It's tough.
But
I think for him, for moving out.
I think it begs the question of at what point is the point of no return? I'm 32, I'm 33, I've lived at home for this long. What's stopping me from moving out? Why would I? I have it made here. I have all my meals for free. My mom does my laundry. I don't have to pay a dime.
Listen,
At what point are you just like,
I was really being taken care of at home. I had the free meals. My mom would wash my sheets. I'm like, okay, this is all very, very nice. But you get to a point where like, I'm kind of an adult.
Right.
But for me, it wasn't about those things.
No.
My private privacy in my space, you know how I am with
right.
my space and having my alone time outweighed right. everything else.
Right.
Lindsay says 100% in this economy, it should not be held against someone if they still live with their parents, but they need to be independent and a responsible person. But no, I would never date them. Okay.
It's exactly. that movie Failure to Launch
yeah.
with Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Listen, guys, it's a cold world out there,
Ava,
literally and physically.
Do not feel bad for telling your friend what's up. You spoke your mind. You spoke your truth. And that's okay. They just didn't handle it the way you probably thought they were going to.
It's all in the delivery as well. Can I just say that? Because a lot of people are out here and they're like, I'm real. It's like, no, you're just being mean. You know what I mean? So
I keep it real.
It's like there's a way to keep it real while also being kind and gentle as a human being.
That's very true. I don't know what Ava's delivery was, but we can all assume that it was, you know.
Yeah.
It was in her best intentions. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for the messages on this one this morning. It's PXY.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Okay, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Was anyone else aware of the fact that Monday was divorce day? This was the number one day of the year for breakups or divorce in general.
It's so tough.
The day of the year you're most likely to get dumped.
Which also like quasi surprised me, given the fact that Red Tuesday were hot on the heels of that, and that's the Tuesday before Valentine's Day when everyone gets dumped, so their boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't have to buy them a Valentine's Day gift.
Right.
Or celebrate, or, you know, put in any effort whatsoever.
Did this happen to anyone on Monday? 585-252-9800. I need to know how true divorce day really is. It is said that people tend to avoid breakups in November and December to just get through the holidays.
Right.
Or sometimes all that holiday stress, that's what, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah.
Which is why some of you are getting dumped. Don't shoot the messenger. This is what experts are saying. We got a message this morning when we were chatting about this. Somebody wrote in and said, I sat in on a contested divorce trial where the husband found his wife getting Eiffel Towered by two strangers she met at a bar. Then he had to explain to the court what Eiffel Towering is.
That's really tough.
I don't know if you can look it up for us on your work computer.
I'm so good. Thank you, though. not the sabotage.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Hi, PXY. What's your name?
Good morning. So I'm on my way to work. I'm Joanna, and I am so triggered right now.
Joanna.
Oh, what's going on?
Talk to us. What's up?
Yeah, so I was listening to what you guys are talking about because my boyfriend, well, ex-boyfriend, decided to break up with me, that he wanted to break up with me on Monday.
So you got broken up with on Monday, this past Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I'm so sorry. I guess this is a real thing.
Right, exactly. And we had like an entire trip like already planned to go see his family in Europe. And like, yeah, it was coming up in March. So I guess it's a real thing.
Uh-oh.
Who lives in Europe? His parents?
Well, his like aunt and uncle live in Europe. And I had like already sent him money. And I think what sickens me the most is his decision to spend the holidays with me and then also allow me to plan this trip for an entire 2 weeks.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and like me sending him money and paying him a ton of money. And with all that time, everything all along, he had zero intentions of being with me or going on this trip.
What? Why the breakup, though? Why? I mean, because you guys were together how long before the breakup?
A year.
One year.
That's tough.
Why did he choose to end things?
So that's the craziest part, is that like he still hasn't given me a concrete reason of like why he wanted to break up.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed me his true colors on Monday. Like we were talking and I tried to talk to him like an adult and sit him down and get an answer.
Yeah.
Right.
And he was just acting like a child. He had no reason. He couldn't give me an actual reason why he wanted to break up.
He was just like, yeah, ran its course.
Interesting.
I don't understand. You sound like a very nice girl. I don't know the depths of your relationship, but in your mind, everything was going pretty great.
Yeah, I mean, everything was fine. Like he was reaching so hard. I was like, we're not fighting. We have a great relationship. We respect each other. What's the problem? And at one point, he even quoted, like to quote him, he was like, well, I'm a Bills fan and you're a Patriots fan, and it makes the relationship hard.
Yeah, that's a reach. That's a reach.
Well, in his defense, he does have a point, Joanna. That does make things tough. Okay.
He like broke up with you the Monday after they lost. So tough.
So sorry to hear about the breakup. How overall you're doing okay? Or I don't know. It's only day two.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I am still kind of in shock, but it doesn't make sense to me, and I wish I had an answer.
Yeah.
How old are you?
36.
Sorry. Breakups suck. They're never easy, but we wish you the best. I appreciate you calling up to share your story.
Are you
still
going to Europe? I would. You already paid for it.
I mean, he has my money, so I mean, I guess I'll visit his aunt and uncle by myself.
Honestly, I would still go. I mean, maybe skip out on visiting his family, but I know people that have been in that same situation and have gone, and it's been a blast.
Yeah.
So
first things first, Joanna, you need to get that money back.
Yeah, you're right, for sure.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Have a good one. We're thinking of you.
Sweet girl.
Good times.
These things
happen. Good heart, good family.
Andrea says, I actually broke up with my boyfriend on Monday, but no other reason than he decided it would be a good idea to start an emotional relationship with my cousin behind my back. That's really, that's a no-no.
Just got to keep it in the family.
No, I'm no relationship expert, but that's, you probably shouldn't do that. Tell us a little bit more about Bloody Tuesday.
It's not bloody. It's just red.
Right.
Just Red Tuesday. The day everyone gets their period. No.
Jesus.
It's the day, the Tuesday before Valentine's Day that everyone gets dumped because the people doing the dumping don't want to celebrate Valentine's Day with them, don't want to spend money on them, whether that be a gift, a dinner, all of the things.
Look, if that's the case and that's what you're anxious about, clearly this is not a relationship that's stable. Nobody was ever really invested in this relationship if they're already thinking about breaking up with you because they don't want to spend a dime on you for Valentine's Day. And if you're anxious, that's another thing. You shouldn't be anxious within the relationship.
Right.
Or have to worry about, is this it?
If your relationship gives you anxiety, it's not for you. I'll say it one more time for the people in the back. If your relationship gives you anxiety, that's not the relationship for you. So experts across the globe say that it could be a natural response to pressure. One feels of underperforming for that holiday or just not being into the relationship as a whole. But if you're scared that you're going to underperform for Valentine's Day and you're like, that's fine. I should just break up with them. You're unwell.
That's right.
Seek a therapist. Like, respectfully, of course, but...
It's like my Italian uncle used to say, you can ride the donkey into the sunset, but are you really going to drink water when you get there?
I don't know, something like that. That doesn't correlate whatsoever.
A lot of relationship talk this morning on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, being single at 32, is it okay? I mean, what choice do you have though, right?
No.
Do you really have a choice?
You're like, is it okay? I'm asking for myself. I think, here's the thing. Over the break, we were all relaxing, we were having fun, we were doing all the things. And I found myself in Florida, and I woke up, and for anybody who knows me, you know that I am very much so in love with,
yourself.
These two girls who have a podcast called Giggly Squad.
Yes.
Hannah Berner,
yes.
Who you know and love, and Paige DeSorbo. And I love these girls, like, they're my best friends, right? And... You know, I've gotten to know them over the years. I'm not going to say we're friends, but we've met a handful of times. We follow each other on Instagram. Like, I really, really, really enjoy them and their podcasts and their humor and their friendship. And Paige is a 32-year-old woman, lives in New York, very successful, very independent, doing all the things. She had been dating this guy for 3 years.
Okay.
And she lived in New York. He lived in Charleston, South Carolina. So it was no easy feat because it was a long distance relationship, even though it was a plane ride away, and they're both very well off that they can go on a plane every weekend. So basically, they've been dating, and everyone, because they're both on TV, everyone's, when are you getting married? When are you moving up to New York, or when are you moving down to Charleston, whatever. And it got to the point where I think there was just so much pressure and this idea of, like, you need to settle down. Like, you're 32, he's 35. Like, what are we doing here?
Right, right.
And the news broke last Monday that they had broken up.
The news broke.
The news broke. The news broke. And, of course, it's taken TikTok by storm, and there's a lot of people that are very invested, although it may be niche to... what you think me. There's a lot of girlies and guys who care. But I think it poses the question, and take this story out of it. You know what I mean? Because this is just the catalyst for the discussion of when it comes to being single or going through a breakup at any age, it's hard, right? But when you're in your early 30s, mid 30s, late 30s, there is this enormous amount of pressure from outside opinions and outside sources. And you mentioned something very interesting, Moose, because you're a 40-year-old, you're single, you're living life, you're doing your thing. And when you meet people, what do they say to you?
Mostly it's men that are like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on? I'm like, no, I'm not married. I don't have kids. And their first response is to always slap me up. To like, keep going, man.
Yeah. Love that for you.
I mean, it just happened this past weekend. My dentist was like, dude, you're single? No kids? Nothing like that? He goes, I know you lived away for a while. You came back. I said, yeah, no, not yet. He had to give me a little pound. He goes, hey, keep at it, man. Keep going. And listen, it's a lot different, as we know, for women because their biological clocks are ticking. It's the first thing they'll say. But I think one of the reasons why it's so hard, too, when you're like this girl, Paige is her name, when you're in a three-year relationship and you think it's headed in the right direction, nobody wants to start all over again. It's exhausting. It's a lot of work. You've invested a lot of time, money, and energy into that relationship. And the thought of having to start all over is excruciating. Yeah. And I think that's why a lot of people stay in relationships they're not supposed to be in. It's because it's out of comfortability and it's out of convenience.
And I applaud her tenfold because from the sounds of her side of the story and his side of the story, there was no like bashing or, and that was the biggest thing, right? She said herself, like, nothing really went wrong. Like, there's nothing I can sit here and say this smoking gun, this big reveal of like, he did this and this was that. And that is so like the norm these days of someone to come on the internet and be like, they were a narcissist and they were the buzzwords, narcissist, gaslighter, this, that, the other. And like, you thought their relationship looked perfect, but in the behind the scenes, there was all these skeletons in the closet. And she's like, it wasn't anything like that. It was just, I wasn't ready. And I have a career that I'm really working very hard on. And there's people that are like, Paige, you need to settle down. You need to do this.
Why though? Why does she need to do any of those things?
Because it's time to pack it in. She's 32. Her biological clock is ticking. And I applaud her for speaking up on that because there are so many women that are in that position that think those things about themselves because that's what people project onto them. Like,
well, exactly.
What are you going to do? You're going to be old and shriveled up soon and nobody's going to want you and your expiration date is coming. And it's like, I don't care if you're 32 or 52. If you're not in something that's right for you, you shouldn't be there. Life is too short to be in this situation where it's like, meh, it's okay.
Why are we adding to the divorce rate that's already like 60%?
Right.
It's like jumping out of a plane. Well, there's a 50-50 shot that the parachute's going to open. Oh, yeah. Okay, count me in. What are we doing?
And she said to the audience, she basically was like, you know, it's sad and it's hard because there wasn't this big grand reveal. And I think those breakups are the hardest because it's not like there was a reason. Because it was comfortable and it was fun and I did love him. Something wasn't right.
Right. It's very difficult when your relationship is in the public eye.
Right.
It makes things a lot more complicated. But there are people, believe it or not, who are in their 40s and 50s and they are single and they're happy.
Right.
I've been on dates in the past where I can't stand how many people are like, they look at me like something's wrong.
Yeah.
Like it's a red flag if you're not married with kids. And I'm like, why?
But it's also a choice. Like, I think that people tend to forget that. You make a choice every single day to either work on yourself, be alone, actively look for someone, you know, manifest something to come towards you. Like, I don't know. And it's hard to be surrounded by all of my friends. I mean, obviously we know this. All of my friends got married these last 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We know, with all the bridesmaids' dresses in my closet. And they're all on the same trajectory. And like, I've never been on that wave.
Yeah, no.
Like, I've always dated people, for sure, but...
Yeah, I think that was always triggering for me, is the thought that, you know, if you don't have this list checked off by this certain age, then there's something wrong with you. And I never understood that, because those were the people that I noticed were the unhappiest. It's because they were doing it because they felt like they had to.
Right, because you sit back.
Gianna's texting in and she just says, good morning, guys. Thank you for bringing this up. I'm actually 39 years old. I'm single and I'm fabulous and I'm happy.
Yeah. when you sit back after the checklist is complete and you've done all those things because either you were told you need to, society told you, or that's what was ensued in your own brain from a young age, you're like, huh.
Yeah.
Now what?
Sometimes being alone is an easier option because relationships are tough and they distract you from working on yourself when sometimes all you need to do is work on yourself.
Yeah. So I applaud her for taking that step for herself, speaking on it, like not just doing that for herself, but speaking on it because it resonates with a lot of people, men, women, young, old. If it's not right and you're not into it, see ya.
Seal it. See ya.
Deuces.
Thanks for bringing this up, though. I appreciate it. I know a lot of people listening do, too, because we're all, a lot of us are in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know, we're all thinking the same thing. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98.